This is Akashvani, the news read by Mehvash Fatima. Prime Minister Narendra Modi arrived in Victoria yesterday on a three-day visit to Seychelles. He was received by President of Seychelles, Dr. Patrick Hermony, at the airport. Mr. Modi appreciated the warm welcome by the President and said that Seychelles is a valued maritime partner and a close friend in the Indian Ocean. Mr. Modi said that he is looking forward to a productive visit aimed at further strengthening India and Seychelles' long-standing ties and enhancing cooperation for the benefit of the people of both nations. Prime Minister Narendra Modi visited the botanical gardens and attended a tree planting ceremony. During the ceremony, Mr. Modi planted the Coco de Mer plant in the presence of Dr. Hermony. According to the Ministry of External Affairs, the tree planting is part of Ek Ped Makinam initiative and reflects the shared India-Seychelles commitment towards sustainability and environmental stewardship. He also visited the giant tortoise enclosure at the botanical garden. In a social media post, Mr. Modi said that the Aldabra giant tortoise also has an association with the special friendship between India and Seychelles, and two of them were gifted to the Alipur Zoo in Kolkata in 2014. Indian Navy's indigenously built survey vessel Large INS Ikshak reached Port Victoria in Seychelles as part of her operational deployment to the Southwest Indian Ocean region. The Defence Ministry said that the visit coincides with the 50th National Day celebrations of Seychelles. It added that the visit underscores the enduring maritime partnership and long-standing friendship between India and Seychelles. During the port call, INS Ikshak will participate in the National Day celebrations and engage in a series of professional interactions with the Seychelles Defence Forces aimed at enhancing maritime cooperation and interoperability. The ship will also undertake community outreach initiatives, including medical camps and distribution of essential supplies, further strengthening goodwill and people-to-people ties between the two countries. Ram Mandir Trust General Secretary Champat Rai and Trustee Anil Mishra have resigned on moral grounds following the temple donation embezzlement case. Shri Ram Janmabhoomi Tirth Kshetra Trust has officially acknowledged their resignations. Treasurer of the Shri Ram Janmabhoomi Tirth Kshetra today issued a statement on this issue. It says the resignations will be discussed in the next meeting. It also assured that the silver bricks and jewellery donated by devotees are accounted for. The trust said it is deeply saddened, hurt and extremely distressed by recent incidents at the Ayodhya Ram temple. It also confirmed that an FIR has been registered in the donation-related case based on the SIT's interim report with legal proceedings underway. Indian Coast Guard ship Akshay, a new generation fast patrol vessel, yesterday commissioned into Bharatiya Tatrakshak fleet at Goa. The Defence Ministry said that the ship reinforces the service's resolve to ensure safe, secure and clean seas while protecting India's vast maritime domain. Heat wave has gripped major parts of Europe as temperature records have broken in several countries including Germany, Denmark and Slovakia. The World Meteorological Organization has warned of major impacts to health, ecosystems, agriculture and labor. Germany yesterday recorded its new all-time highest temperature of 41.5 degrees Celsius just a day after recording its hottest day ever. Capital city of Berlin also broke its temperature record with 39.2 degrees Celsius recorded at a weather station in Tempelhof. Berlin's public swimming pools had reached full capacity and police began spraying water cannons to cool people down. In Denmark, the Danish Meteorological Institute reported a temperature of 37 degrees Celsius in north of the city of Aarhus today, the highest on record since measurements began in 1874. In Switzerland, the Bessnau nuclear power plant took both reactors off-grid because the temperature in the River Aare reached 25 degrees Celsius, which is considered too high to cool the reactors sufficiently. Meanwhile, experts have warned that Swiss glaciers may lose vast amounts of ice due to the extreme heat wave across the continent. The snow and ice that accumulated on Switzerland's glaciers over the winter is expected to have completely melted by tomorrow. And that is the end of this news bulletin.